In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be you there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Then he arose and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. When the feast ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, You are my Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. He ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness, and to cast out devils. And Simon, he surnamed Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. He went into a high mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knows what you have need of, that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and him that knocks it shall be opened. Therefore, all things, whatsoever you would that men do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Afterward, he went through every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. When evening was come, he said to them, let's pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship, and there also with them were other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He was in the back of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and said unto him, Master, care you not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, you are the son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, believe you that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And it came to pass, the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And he said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Who do men say that I am? They answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he said unto them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke to them, he spoke that saying openly. And Peter took and began to rebuke him. But when he turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, You get behind me, Satan, for you do not know, you do not understand the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall a man be profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? At the same time came the disciples to Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And Jesus said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And on the third day he shall rise again. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go you into the village over against you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Then one of them, who was a lawyer, asked a question tempting him, saying, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is likened to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And Jesus said unto them, "Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the Son of Man shall come. There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and when they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not the time, when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man going, taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch, therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say unto all, watch." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said unto him, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" And they bargained with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat of it thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray yonder." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful, even unto death. "Tarry here and watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to his disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour?" And immediately, while he yet spoke, came Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priest and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Take him and lead him away safely." And as soon as he was come, he went straightway to him and said, "Master, Master," and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And they led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At last came two false witnesses, and they said, "This fellow said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days." The high priest rose and said to him, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, You have said. Nevertheless, I say it to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard this blasphemy. What think you? And they answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffet him. And others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, you Christ, who is he that smote you? And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, You have brought this man unto me as one that perverts the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. And they cried out all at once, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And he said to them the third time, Why? What evil has he done? I will therefore chastise him and let him go. They were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified, and the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, that every man might whatever man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And about the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having thus said, he gave up the spirit. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, who also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and called unto him the centurion, and he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he brought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said unto themselves, Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away. Entering the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen, believed not. He appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked, and they went away and told it unto the rest. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach hither your finger and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My God, my Lord, and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. For he had said, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Shall we stand and sing?
Amazing grace, how sweet the